So welcome back to the FIFA News Show. This is the show that wraps up all the latest FIFA news over the last week. Some interesting news this week has come out. As we get closer to the release date of FIFA 21, more news is popping around. This week, EA released the FIFA 21 closed beta. And if you didn't receive a code by now, it's too late. There's no chance you're going to get a code for the beta. But check your emails just in case, including your spam stuff. Obviously, I can't publish too many things, but I do think the way EA does the betas every year has become a little bit outdated. It doesn't really make sense who they send the codes to and stuff. And half the time, people don't even provide feedback anyway. So I think they should improve the way they do their betas. Now, if you didn't get a code, there is a chance that there could be an open beta for FIFA 21. So FIFA Gamers blog put out a tweet and they said, an open beta for FIFA 21. We all know what the EA help service is worth, but we will be watching it closely. So yeah, the EA help service can be a little bit dodgy at times. And the EA worker said, you don't need to worry if you haven't received FIFA 21 closed beta code. Soon open beta may also release for FIFA 21 before full game release, on which all users can access open beta with no code required for it and can share your valuable suggestion and feedback for the game before its release. So yeah, that is a big promise. I mean, we don't know if he knows what he's going on about or not, but if there is an open beta, it would be very, very interesting because I think a lot of people would love to test out the game and play it early. So the past week was pretty crazy in terms of FIFA news. EA dumped a lot of pitch notes, a lot of footage for their game modes in FIFA 21. So for Ultimate Team, we're going to have this Foot Stadium thing, which lets you customize and upgrade your stadiums. They've also done co-op as well for Ultimate Team. For Volta, we're going to have a little story mode called the Debut. They've also added tons of new things in terms of like being able to play squad battles and also playing with friends online. Career mode is looking alright. I mean, they've done a lot of changes. Probably one of the biggest updates in a long, long time to the mode. Unless you play player career mode, which is still probably the same as FIFA 10. So overall, it looks promising with the visual sim, the training, all that kind of positional stuff. And then we have to talk about Pro Clubs. And unfortunately, Pro Clubs was the mode that was pretty neglected this year. And it's pretty bad because EA put out a pitch notes. They called it a deep dive, which is absolutely crazy. And they only released two new features for the mode. Now, these two features are pretty good. You know, you can edit the AI and you can also do tactics in Pro Clubs. But the problem is, while they're good features, it's not enough changes. And that's why people are mad. It's like career mode getting visual sim, which would be a great feature. But then EA says, yeah, that's it. We've just added visual sim. Enjoy your FIFA 21 career modes. Everyone would be upset due to the lack of changes. So EA really needs to pick up the pace with Pro Clubs. They've neglected it completely. And it's like player career mode where nothing changes year after year. I don't know, maybe there's not enough numbers. Maybe it's not making money. I don't know. I wish they would explain why they're not really doing much with Pro Clubs, because at the moment, it's pretty bad to only have two new features in a whole year. So it looks like we're going to get a new stadium in FIFA 21. It looks like Benfica's stadium will be in the game. If you take a look at the Ultimate Team trailer, there was like a little tile that showcased Benfica. Now, I don't know if the Benfica stadium is in the beta or not, but if it's not, it's just the beta. They might have time to throw it in before the release date. But a few months ago, we saw Jota getting scanned in some sort of promo video. So I would expect new faces and probably the stadium in FIFA 21. So PSV and EA announced a partnership back in FIFA 20. So a lot of people going into FIFA 21 were expecting new PSV faces and also the stadium in the game. So Kazooie was a guy who played an early build of FIFA maybe a couple weeks ago now, and one person said PSV head scans in their stadium in FIFA 21. He actually replied to that and said the stadium was not in the beta that he played, but every player except Marlon had a head scan. Now, of course, they can add a stadium in, doesn't really make a difference, but hopefully it's not going to be removed from FIFA 21. Hopefully it is in the game. He also says Madueke, not checked, but Ihattaren, Dumfries, Doan, Gapko, Rosario, Sadilek, Unestrul, and a few other guys there that you can read. My pronunciation game is weak. They all have face scans, apparently. Frankie de Jong does have a scan, and Strootman as well. But unfortunately, he didn't check a few other guys that he was replying to there. So those were just a few little leaks or hints at new faces coming in FIFA 21. Like I said, hopefully the stadium for PSV makes its way into the game as well. So I've got some faces details for FIFA, and I can't really say probably too much. I can't show too much, but this list that I'm going to talk about today is based on the things I've seen over the last couple of days. Unfortunately, EA has some rules regarding posting footage and stuff, so I'm not going to risk anything, but here are some of the things that I've seen. We've got a Messi face, Ronaldo, Neymar, Bruno Fernandes, some Porto players, Saint-Maximin, Vardy, Chilwell, and more Leicester players. Arsenal players like Nketiah, Willock, Saka, Tierney, Martinelli, Nelson, Pablo Mari, Benfica players, Lyon players, Marseille players, PSV players, Frankie de Jong, Williams and Maguire, Alisson, Trent, Van Dijk, Columbus Crew players, Lukaku and Sensi, Haaland and Bergwijn, and more Premier League, Bundesliga and La Liga faces. When I'm allowed to post official stuff, I will definitely do a big compilation of all the new faces. So some media outlets have had access to FIFA 21 early betas, and they've released some previews and stuff, and we get a good understanding of what new things they've added into the game through these impressions here. So this one is coming from a website called biz.blogdaddy or something, I don't know. It says, FIFA 21 in preview, will everything finally get better this time? They said, we were able to see for ourselves whether they actually succeeded with FIFA 21. The most important innovations of the EA kicker were presented to us in detail during a presentation. Afterwards, we bombarded a 5-member development team with questions and even tried out our first demo. We summarize all important findings in this preview. First of all, the most important data, FIFA 21 will not have a Corona mode, which the media has already speculated about. We want to make sure that we are portraying football at its best and purest, said one of the producers, and for us that means with spectators in the stadium. Accordingly, in the new EA kicker, you will see the usual picture with followers, choreos, and contact between players. There will be no empty ranks or players with mouth and nose protection on the sidelines, despite the developers' claim to reality. So, no Corona mode in FIFA 21 where you have the empty stadium and stuff. Now, the article says that FIFA still relies on Frostbite engine, so don't expect too many graphical changes, but instead, the title comes up with a lot of small detail improvements. The French League 1 in particular has been given new realistic face scans. Now, we don't know if that's like a full league scan or just certain players in certain teams like Lyon or Marseille, something like that. And players now radiate even more emotions. If you score the all-important winning goal in stoppage time, the group lies in each other's arms cheering euphorically, while the opponent sinks to the ground exhausted or the goalkeeper thrashes the ball into their own net in frustration. So little details like that will be in FIFA 21. In addition, FIFA 21 now displays your group lineup in the form of augmented actuality or reality elements directly on the lawn, which brings the staging forward a bit. Now this is an interesting part. It says, during our time with the beta, however, a few compromises caught our eye. EA's activities still do not implement the video assistant referee. Instead of presenting interesting newcomers, the Brazilian, Chilean, and Colombian leagues were apparently removed from the game. Now, we knew about the Colombian league possibly getting removed. The Brazilian one, I mean, most of it was generic anyway. Chilean, I don't know about that one. They must have lost the rights or something. These were no longer available in the kickoff mode. The red pencil was also used in the second Italian division, Serie B. Groups like Empoli or Kiev or Verona can be found under the tab Relaxation of the world, mate. I think it's rest of the world, not relaxation of the world. Speaking of Italy, in addition to Juventus, which was already listed as Piemonte Calcio in FIFA 20, AS Roma will also be Roma FC now. So this is big news regarding national teams in FIFA 21, and this time Portugal's national team as well is apparently not in the FIFA 21 beta. So I've seen a lot of people on Twitter post about this. Obviously, it's going to upset a few people because Portugal is one of those big European national teams. I don't know what happened here. Maybe it's licensing, maybe it's something else, but I know that the Italy one was rumored for months, and I think that's going to be happening in FIFA 21, but this one was a bit of a surprise because no one really mentioned it beforehand. So a lot of people thought since he got removed in FIFA 20, he would not be making an appearance in FIFA 21, but it looks like Marco van Basten is going to be in the game as a foot icon. EA has him listed on the website as an icon, so unless they've made a mistake or something, he's going to be re-added into the game. I mean, everyone remembers what happened. They got rid of him, and they said they were going to suspend him for the time being, but it looks like they've put him back now. So unless it's a mistake, he's going to be in FIFA 21. There is one goalkeeper or one icon that did get removed from the game, and that guy is Jens Lehmann. So FootDonk said that Jens Lehmann has been removed from Foot 21. He doesn't appear in either the full list or the standalone icons with their cards and descriptions. And if you do check the list of icons in FIFA 21, Lehmann has been removed. So yeah, he's not there. No one knows why exactly. EA didn't put out any statements about like banning him or punishing him or something. But apparently he did urge Bundesliga players, if they've got symptoms, to still play anyway. So maybe EA is trying to cut out those people that say controversial things. But then they added back Van Basten, so I don't even know what's going on anymore. So yeah, he's gone. That's confirmed. So he won't be in FIFA 21. Now, I believe this affects the Brazilian people that play FIFA. You're going to have a new commentator in the game. It's been confirmed that Gustavo Villani will be the new commentator for FIFA 21. EA Brazil put out a tweet that said, coming soon to FIFA 21, Gustavo Villani. So there was a lot of speculation, but it is confirmed now. Now, there's some interesting facts here. Apparently, Villani's narration has approximately 400 hours of audio recording. The narrator came to follow and play FIFA to observe Thiago's dynamism in the game's narrations. Now, I think Thiago was the old Brazilian commentator, but yeah, 400 hours of audio, that's pretty good so far. And there's also another fact here. Villani becomes the fifth announcer in the history of the franchise in Brazil. To maintain the uniqueness of Villani's narrations, 67,000 audio files were recorded, including more than 2,000 variations of his famous goal screams. That is a lot of work. This week, EA Sports FIFA also confirmed that Timo Werner is going to be a ones to watch card. So if you pre-order the Ultimate Edition or something, you'll have a chance to get Werner's card as a ones to watch. But he's not the only one, of course. There's going to be many other players, but he's one of the first confirmed ones. So this is some big news for the people that play on PC and love to use their mods. It looks like there might not be any mods at the moment for FIFA 21. Paul V2K4, who is a very good FIFA modder, he says that at this point in time, there will be no mods for FIFA 21. As to a reason why, he says it is because the developer of the tools left when FIFA 20 released. He left us with a half-finished alpha version that most modders have that only just gave us the ability to import faces. Paul also said, "We just don't know right now. I have my own tool in the works which can edit gameplay for FIFA 20, but I'm not confident on it working until I get my hands on FIFA 21 itself." The Frosty team haven't made a release for around 10 months since their lead developer left. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but from what I understand, the Frosty software that, you know, people use for the mods, the lead developer for that left ages ago, and the team that is in charge of it at the moment hasn't really done much with it. So people are not sure if this software is going to work when FIFA 21 comes around. Now, if I'm not 100% accurate with this story, anyone who's a part of the modding community can, you know, contact me and we'll fix it up for next episode. Now, something that could not be in FIFA 21 is the 5 subs in one match rule. Now, the Premier League recently voted against allowing 5 substitutes in 2020 to 2021 season. I'm not sure if other leagues will implement this, but the Premier League has voted against it. Top flight teams will therefore return to being permitted 3 substitutes each per game, while the number of players allowed on the bench will return to 7, in line with pre-global issue regulations. Now, this doesn't mean that other leagues won't implement it. I'm not sure which leagues are going to do it, but I guess EA won't really bother to change it unless big leagues decide to implement it, so I don't think this will be in FIFA 21. We've got a new team coming into FIFA 21 now. Recently, Harrogate Town got promoted to the EFL League 2 for the first time in over 105 years, so make sure you look out for them, they're going to be in the game. Now, here is an article about FIFA 21 not including VAR or empty stadiums. Regarding VAR, it's a very good question, but the answer is no, says lead gameplay producer Sam Rivera. In a video game, what it would be adding to the experience isn't very important at this time. The system knows if a challenge is a foul or not, so we decided to focus on areas which we consider higher priority. That doesn't mean it won't arrive in the future, but there are no plans to include it in FIFA 21. In another article, it said, "One more super niche observation. As predicted in our FIFA 21 player faces guide, Benfica have been scanned and the likes of Pizzi and Odysseus," I don't even know his name, sorry mate, "finally have accurate star heads." Okay, so they're confirmed that Benfica have some new faces. So here are some more new features in FIFA 21 gameplay. Apparently the Serie A anthem is going to be playing as the teams walk out. And also it is now possible to choose between real or synthetic grass for the playing field. In addition to the length and shape of the embroideries on the field, it is now possible to select the shade of the grass among different types of green and the color of the lines to increase its visibility. I hope this one is not true, but one of the articles says that we point out that Italy is quite concerned about the absence of the Italian national team that can be selected, hoping that it's not licensing problems that will affect the final release. And of course, the Serie B apparently is affected as well, with only Chievo, Verona and Empoli selectable in the branch of the rest of the world. So it looks like the Italian Serie B has been removed from FIFA games. It's probably some sort of licensing dispute or something, because I know PES has the license to them as well, but that is definitely not good news. This week, EA released FIFA 20's title update number 21. This one is currently available on the PC and includes the changes below. It could be out on consoles by the time you're watching this, I don't know. But for Ultimate Team, they've addressed the following issue. When searching for player items with the Defender Midfielder Forward modifier, the special quality filter would display unselected item rarities. Removed. They've also removed an unused tab in the special quality filter which appeared in some languages, and they're also aware of certain clothing items that cannot be saved to your avatar in Volta, and are working on addressing the issue for a future release update. So that is pretty much number 21. Nothing too exciting here. So we've got another team returning to the Premier League in FIFA 21, and that is Fulham. Now this is important because remember the promoted teams get November face updates for their team. And I do expect Fulham to have maybe updated faces when the November patch comes around for FIFA 21. Now, their stadium is already in the game, but if it wasn't, you would see Craven Cottage in FIFA 21 as well. And I'm not sure if their manager's in the game, but if he's not, then you'll see probably a version of him in the game as well, but I can't guarantee it. Sometimes they don't add the faces in for the managers. But yeah, a lot of people will be happy that Fulham has returned to the Premier League regardless. So a few people this week were taking a look at the view counts for all of these trailers that EA dropped, and a lot of people noticed that the Career Mode trailer actually got more views than the Ultimate Team one. We've got the Career Mode one coming in at 1.6 million views in 4 days. The Foot 21 one got 1.4 million in a week, and the FIFA 21 gameplay trailer got 2 million views, and the FIFA 21 official reveal trailer got 2.8 million. And of course, this made Career Mode people very, very happy because they think that EA is going to see this and start investing more into Career Mode and stuff. Look, no matter how many views it gets, EA is still going to invest into the things that make them more money, and Ultimate Team is still that cash cow. But obviously, I think when it comes down to it, people love Career Mode as well because it's about replicating what you see in real life, managing a club and all that. Ultimate Team is not really that kind of thing. Old football games were built on Career Mode, and I think a lot of people still have that love for it. EA has the potential to make a great Career Mode. They just choose not to invest too many resources. They decide to do incremental updates every year so they've got something to sell. But if they really wanted to do a mad football manager type game mode, we would have something incredibly different to what we've got now. But anyway, that's all for this week. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. Thanks for being part of the podcast family.